We're ready to record.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just staring at you like, are you going to say anything?
Tired.
Are you? You look tired.
I'm really fucking tired.
We're going to the England game tonight, baby.
I know. I need to get back quick so I can have a nap.
A good old nap.
Yeah, I need to wrap this episode up quick. Which they never wrap up quick because I am the problem.
You are the talker.
I talk.
Do you know what's so funny I've noticed? When I'm editing the podcast, I'll look at my vocals and then I'll look at yours. Yours is like, mine is just like flatline with the odd, yeah. Although everyone has come up to me in my DMs saying, you're chewing gum, Freya, and that needs to stop. And I think that's harassment because I love my chewing gum.
It is ridiculous though.
Also, I edit the podcast and I didn't hear it.
Yeah, because you're probably so
I was probably chewing gum whilst I was listening to it.
And I don't think I would hear it either because I'm so used to being with you constantly chewing gum.
But also, firstly, ladies, sorry.
It's out of control. Like yesterday, I put on these jeans that I'm wearing now that you had first tried on. You tried them on for 5 minutes, okay? I put them on after. There's a fucking packet of chewing gum in the pocket.
I mean, that's fucking iconic. To put on something and then to always know that you've got chewing gum there. That's great.
No, it's giving issues.
It's giving comfort.
It's giving childhood issues.
Is it?
Yeah.
What childhood issues led me to have chewing gum?
You literally chew chewing gum because you've got chronic anxiety and it helps you. So I don't, like, is it meant to be some kind of... What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
That is childhood issues.
It could just be an addiction.
You've got
to
chronic
mint.
Anxiety and you chew chewing gum for the chronic anxiety.
I can
anxiety.
Also say that these mics pick up everything, like literally everything. So I'm also going to blame the mic because I don't know how voraciously I'll
Yeah, you're not chewing gum today. So if people have still got the problem and that's their problem.
It is their problem. What I would suggest is get on the blue extra chewing gum and then you'll
and
be
then
like,
the blue
oh,
Sudafed as well.
And the blue Sudafed
That's
for Scarlet.
My crack. Yeah.
It is my crack. It really is. I would have a meltdown if someone was like, you can never have that ever again. Like I could never go to Singapore.
If someone said like, oh, we're not selling it anymore, I'd leave you.
Fair.
100%.
I'd leave myself.
Because that would be like...
I'd leave this earth, Scarlet.
Devastation.
I would black market extra chewing gum.
Yeah, you'd...
I'd get myself arrested for wheeling and dealing.
What was that program of that guy that got cancer, the science teacher?
Breaking Bad.
You would do a Breaking Bad for extra chewing gum.
I'd be in a caravan out in the desert.
Cooking it.
Cooking up mint. Menthol.
Yeah.
Not menth. Menthol.
Not meth.
Oh.
Not meant. It's called meth.
Not meth. Menthol.
So we've had to cycle in. It's freezing cold. It was snowing. I'm tired.
Oh dear.
I'm not in a bad mood. You know what? I don't even have the energy to be in my
Fair.
Normal angry self.
Oh wow, that's really saying something. If you can't be angry, that's worrying.
Yeah. I can't.
So what have we been doing recently? We had a Levi's event last night, which was incredible. It was
Amazing.
A space cowboy theme. And they used the event planners and like caterers, Mam Sham, who are really, really fucking good.
Oh, insane. Those girls were, they brought the vibes, the food, like the curation. That was next fucking level, man.
It was next level. But I always get amazed when I see people put shit like that together because it is really hard planning events. I mean, at least they've got the space, right? That's the big thing that we struggle with is like space. Everything else is like fine. We've found that in London. It's really tricky to find good event spaces. What else have we been doing? Oh my God, we're on fucking billboards.
Oh, we will be on. Yeah, you'll know this by the time. Yeah. So
what the fuck? How did this happen to us?
World domination, bitches. We've been manifesting it and it's coming. So we had this incredible company reach out to us called Mass Media, and one of the people in the company listens to the podcast. Shout out Kate. And she basically reached out and was like, I want to support, like,
yeah,
let's do something. So that something is that our fucking gay faces
yeah
are
the logo to the Lesbian Supper Club.
Yeah, the logo for now, it's the logo to the Lesbian Supper Club, which is going to be on M40, A40, M25.
It's like Wimbledon, Ealing Way, like all around there.
Surrey Way, yeah. Bracknell Shopping Centre, on the
Heathrow.
Way to the women's football. Basically, if you find us on a billboard and get a photo, you'll get something.
Yeah.
So we're going to run a little like competition because we're narcissists and we want you to see our faces everywhere and then capture our faces and capture you with our faces.
Amazing.
Yourself. I don't care if you have to crash your car on the M25 to get the shot. Do it.
Just slam the brakes on, middle of the motorway, take a photo.
Out the sunroof.
Yeah.
Bam.
What are hard shoulders for, girls?
So yeah, for now it's going to be the classic Lesbian Supper Club podcast cover, which is out on billboards. Mm-hmm. But we also have a really exciting shoot coming up.
Yes.
And we're going to do some pretty funky.
Oh no.
No, not funky. That's funky. I hate the word funky.
Groovy.
Fabulous. funky, groovy and fabulous. We're going to do something cunt. I'm just going to call it cunt.
Yeah, cunt. Cuntmas.
For billboards over the next few weeks. So keep your eyes peeled. I cannot wait for the backlash that
lesbian
asses are going
to
cause.
To really get riled up.
But it's all fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely buzzing. So yeah, thank you mass media because
you have
given us a massive fucking leg up
here.
Absolute solid. You're all legends and a lot of them are gay as well. So that helps.
Yeah, fucking iconic. But also... The more that homophobic people that aren't used to seeing lesbians, the word lesbian, two women together, see this, the better. This is like such an incredible reach because it is just exposure therapy. Like, see enough of it and you'll be fine. Just stop living under a rock and understand that we are people that deserve that same amount of exposure that straight people get. All
and
of the
support
fucking time.
And just like access to queerness.
Yeah, access to queerness, baby. That is fucking incredible. If you do see it, please let us know because, yeah, that is I'm blown away. Like, I can't really
I actually,
cope with that
like,
kind
they're
of shit.
Live now and it feels really weird.
I don't feel like it is though. Like I know that they are.
Yeah,
but I'm like that's
it's the
not.
Same as that. I still don't feel like I do this podcast.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I
do
like
it.
I
come
podcast.
Here and do it, but I still don't feel like anyone's out there.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you're sending us like the worst fucking stories known to man.
Yeah, and I still don't.
And I still don't feel
listening.
Like you're real.
And also all of everyone's like Spotify raps as well.
That was sick.
I know. And like the amount of like top tens, top fives.
That gave me a buzz.
I was like, it is mind blowing to
yeah.
me. Because we just sit here and we just chat.
Yeah. And we're going to the women's football game tonight.
Can't wait.
To see all the women and also find ourselves on the billboard on the way to the women's football.
So narcissistic.
Because I'm a narcissist. Is it narcissistic to want to get a photo of yourself
on
a billboard?
Like,
I feel like
it.
That would be weird. It would be arsehole behaviour to not be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Actually.
Yeah, to be like, oh, just another billboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Face on it. Janine.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Look at me. I've also noticed as well that I'm actually like, even though I literally do this every single week and we talk, I'm the most socially awkward person ever and I didn't really realize
no, you're not.
Recently I feel like I am.
You're really not, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking
no,
about.
No, do you know what, I really feel like I am though.
You say stupid shit.
Yeah, stupid shit.
You're right. No,
because I'm socially awkward.
No, I think it's like a different, I don't think it's social awkwardness, I think it's social unawareness
which is basically
no,
the same thing.
It's not unawareness, it is social stupidity.
Okay.
Because you just say, because you're really good with like meeting people, getting chatting, but you do come out. Why? What did you come out with last night at the Levi's event, which I didn't hear you say, Freya?
Did I not tell you?
No.
I thought I did.
Maybe. But I don't
so
remember.
There was a guy that turned up and he was really cool and he had on the glittery cowboy hat and glasses.
Okay.
And he said to me, I'm really struggling to not do a Southern Western American accent right now. So I was like, do it, keep going. And he was actually really good at it. he started like speaking in a Southern American accent. I was like, I fucking love this. Anyway, so we're like chatting. I was like, what's your name again? Because I recognize you. And I knew that he'd actually been at another event that we've been at.
Yeah, I recognize his face as well.
And he went, Snake. And he said, what's your name? And then I just looked at him and then leaned into his ear and went, there is a snake in my boot.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
Did he laugh?
No.
Freya, what the fuck?
Because, actually, look.
Freya.
Southern American
is his
accent.
Name actually Snake?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's
Listen
sake,
to me.
Freya. Yes, I know why you
Toy
said
story.
It. I know.
There's a snake in my boot.
Freya, I know.
And then I went, it's Freya.
I know why. I'm not a fucking idiot. I know it's from Toy Story. I don't care where it's derived from. It doesn't matter if you know that or not. You don't say that to someone.
I would have found it funny.
Yeah, but you don't know this person.
Okay. Let me give you another instance where it'd be fine if someone did it to me. I'm walking around with a fucking baguette and
yes,
a beret.
Yes, because you find listen. Those things funny.
He had a good sense of humour.
You listen don't know. Clearly he fucking didn't because he didn't laugh.
No, he
I mean,
did,
actually,
he did
to be
laugh.
Fair,
he was after other stuff. Just I don't
to
know.
To be fair,
he didn't
it
hear
wasn't
me.
Funny. It's just shit crack from you.
There's a snake in my boot.
The more you say it, the more angry I'm getting.
So if I was walking around with a beret and a baguette, and was saying, oh, I want to speak in a French accent for the rest of the day. And then someone was like, yeah, you should just do it. And I'd be like, yes. And then they say, what's your name? And I go, Freya. And they say, like, fromage Freya. That would have been funny. To me, that is exactly the same. Anyway. Yeah, socially awkward.
Socially something.
Social
something that I'm just not going to say on this podcast. It was the Levi's Christmas celebration party.
And we definitely, so we got invited to the Spotify and Samsung event yesterday as well.
Yeah, shout out to the girl that listens.
That would have been amazing
to
have gone to, but we've been working with Levi's for so long and we had a clash. And
we had a clash and our loyalty lies with Levi's because they're amazing.
Yeah. And also we said yes first.
Talking of Levi's and Christmas dinners, very fitting for today's episode, actually, because we are going to be talking about the trauma that is families over Christmas, I feel like, particularly if you're queer. It's worse. They are worse.
Festive family.
As if it's not bad enough. I'm a bit of a Scrooge when it comes to Christmas. I've got to be honest.
You've been a Scrooge all day, baby. You just got to embrace it. I said I want to embrace it this year and I'm not going to let you drag me down. I'm embracing
it. Well, that's fine.
Christmas.
Go off and do your own thing. I don't hold you back. I love laying in bed cuddling the dog.
The festive family feud shit when you are queer. Why is
just
it
generally
worse
and
when
then
you're queer?
Because okay, they're usually homophobic.
Okay,
there's usually someone
like
in the direct or extended family.
Generally, it's as you get older, right? Because when you're younger, it never really seemed to be an issue. Like family, festive period, like for me anyway, like growing up, it was just kind of like Christmas, yay.
Yeah, because I think like you don't see when adults are having bickers and stuff because you're usually playing, you're switched off to it. And also you aren't formed enough in yourself or the world to understand when people are saying problematic things. So it's almost like ignorance is bliss when you're a kid.
Yeah, true.
And then as you grow up, you form your own opinions. You start to realise how sometimes family can be problematic.
But I always felt like there was just something so magical about Christmas Day. It didn't even feel like a day, like it felt incredible. Christmas Day was like the most amazing feeling ever.
I never had that as a kid. No,
that's such a shame.
No.
Those are my happiest memories as a kid of like up until probably the age of 20.
Really?
Yeah, because we were so like we always have. What was good about it is that we always had like a routine for our Christmas. So it was us and one of the external families on one day and then us and one of the other external families on the Boxing Day. And it always was that way. So there wasn't always that like, what are we doing this year?
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
who's
yeah.
seeing who? It was just like, that was it.
We didn't have, like with my family, it was never that. I remember one really
good. But
the
day itself felt amazing.
No.
Yeah.
Amazing. I remember one really good Christmas actually that we had at my auntie and uncle's house. That was fun. But that was one, and I was about 11, I think. Aww. I'm just going casting back. It's not like I've had bad Christmases.
No, but for me it was like magical. No. Honestly, felt like
I had magical moments. Like I remember as a kid, my nan taking me to Clark's Village to go and see Santa. Mm-hmm. And you'd get this like little gift bag. Like that was amazing.
Yeah.
I remember doing like going to ice, like skating on ice shows.
Cute.
That was amazing. Aww. Things like that. But I don't ever remember Christmas Day being like incredible.
I was such a fucking liar. Like I'd be like, I heard bells last night. I heard the jingle bells.
You were one of those kids.
No, but I genuinely fucking, I lied so good. I made myself think I heard them. I think I blame Lauren. I blame my sister because she would be like there, G me up and be like, did you hear that? And I'd be like, yeah. But I do think that over time you get to the point where you do get older, family dynamics change. And then people start to say problematic shit.
Yeah, or, I think like, you as you get older, a lot more things happen. So like as you get older, your parents may have split, which doesn't usually happen when the kids are really young.
It does sometimes.
I know, but what I'm saying is
more
like,
likely.
Yeah. And then, extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as well, like tensions are just high because everyone is stressed trying to make something so good that by putting so much pressure on it, it almost is destined to not be good.
Oh, the pressure kills it. Yeah.
But oh my God, there's been so many family feuds over Christmas with my lot.
There's always someone homophobic as well, isn't there, right? Or like,
I'm trying to think if anything homophobic has come up over Christmas. It's definitely come up in conversations, but I'm not sure if over Christmas.
Well, I've got a homophobic uncle.
Oh. He is next level. Have you ever had to spend Christmas with him?
On Boxing Day, but we were younger and that's we'd be in like the other room.
Yeah.
Like there wouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, but no doubt he would have sat there and said something homophobic, racist, ableist, the whole lot.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. He is a pig.
Yeah.
So for queers, I think it's like, but I can definitely, like there's so many friends that have got stories that we've heard about problematic stuff. What is the guide then to surviving Christmas as like a gay person?
Because I wouldn't say don't go because...
Well, if it's bad enough, I would definitely say don't go.
If it's like, obviously, but if we're looking at like a bit problematic, but not bad enough that you wouldn't
like
go.
Like your grandma or your mum saying...
Where's your boyfriend?
Yeah, have you got a boyfriend yet?
Yeah.
Those kind of stuff. It's like really damaging, but it's not advice that I would actually usually give.
Mm.
But I would say just for a couple of days, for your own sanity,
mm-hmm.
hold your tongue.
Cosplay an idiot.
Yeah, because that's not for a second me trying to say like, don't stand up for what you believe in, don't live your truth, all of those things. Mm. I just think there's different days of the year that you can do it. Now, that's not because I'm just trying to say save Christmas for everyone else's sake.
Yeah.
I think it's like twofold is that, as I mentioned a minute ago, tensions are already really high. So trying to have a diplomatic conversation with someone who's just said something problematic is not going to happen. Because
they've already had
really
five glasses of Prosecco whilst they're cooking.
And there's always a lot of alcohol involved. And secondly, there's so many other days in better circumstances where you can fight that fight.
Yeah.
So don't put yourself through it over Christmas. And like, it can be really annoying to have to bite your tongue. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is coming from me. But my advice would to be set up like a fucking support group with your mates on like a group chat.
Yeah, take the piss.
And A, turn it into a laugh.
Yeah.
Like have competitions of which family member said the worst thing and everyone chucking a tenner for a cash prize of who got it worse. And also what you want to say to them, type to your mates. So you can still express it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because I just don't, it's like, it's just not worth it. Because as well... Even if you were to choose another day, the sad reality sometimes is that people just will not change. Their opinions will not change.
Also, sometimes they say it to get a rise out of you. Yeah. Don't give them the fucking satisfaction, especially if it's like a distant relative.
Yeah. Well, that's what your uncle done when we ended up having that argument with him.
Whereas actually now I just look at him and laugh now, like if I had to be in the same room.
Well, the argument with him literally started when he realised I was more senior in my job than he had ever got to.
Yeah.
And his little ego was so offended by that.
Couldn't stand
it. He then had to start being homophobic.
Yeah. Pathetic.
And yeah, that's generally what people do. Don't, I mean, if you any other day fall into the trap, if you really just want to go, Sam, I got quite a lot of enjoyment about just giving him shit for hours on end.
Yeah.
But I mean, not look, over Christmas.
No. And also, like, for yourself, you'll end up winding yourself the fuck up. Just because people off. Who are like that don't just go, oh, yeah, you're right. They just get fucking worse. And there is no point in bothering yourself with it. Just be like, look, it's like 2 days. I'm just going to sit here and even write it to us. That is actually a good idea.
And we should post them on the stories.
Yes. And we could put them as like quotes.
I love posting your trauma.
We could post it as like anonymous quotes on our stories.
Yeah.
Of everyone
just
over at
find
Christmas.
Another outlet and try and... And usually as well, people always have someone that's their like guard within the family, like mm-hmm. their connector. So it might be a cousin, might be a favorite aunt,
yeah.
uncle. It might be a younger baby in the family that mm-hmm. you can just turn your focus on. Like try and focus on the good stuff.
Well, I feel like we should live stream some of ours this year because this year it's going to be at my mum's.
Really, this is hectic.
Oh, no, I think it's cute.
No, it is cute.
At my mum's. And Scarlett's dad. And they've actually never met before.
Yeah, so we're going to Freya's mum. So it'll be me, Freya's mum, and my dad, who have never met.
No, but I also think it's really cute that A, your dad will come even though he's never met her and like be willing to stay there. And then B, that my mum would be happy for him to stay
come.
There. And
yeah.
Come because
I think we're going to have a lot of fun because I think it's going to be a really different group.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic. Your dad is hilarious.
But my dad's a lot of fun.
He is a lot of fun, but he also
and your
doesn't
mum loves to
tongue.
Have a good time as well.
My mum loves to have a good time. She's got a filthy sense of humour, even though she likes to pretend that she doesn't. And so I feel like, yeah, I feel like...
I don't... I
hope it'll be lighthearted.
Word, I don't think we're going to have any problematic conversations over
no,
Christmas
but if we do, we live stream.
Yeah.
Just go straight up.
But for other people, I think...
I think my heart goes out for the ones where it's so bad that they can't even go.
Yeah. Or also where they are like in fear the whole time they're there.
Yeah.
I was just That's thinking about that and like, do you just not go? Because I feel like as well, this is kind of, I'm giving someone a pass who's listening who, and this would be you as well, mm-hmm. that like for me, if I genuinely thought it's not going to go well, it's going to end in tears, I would save myself and I would not go.
Yeah.
Whereas you mm-hmm. would go because you'd feel so guilty not going.
Not going.
And then you'd regret going because you'd leave worse off than when you went.
But it's also really conflicting as well, right? Because no matter how problematic your family can be, you still love them.
Oh, I'm not saying that for
yeah,
a second.
No, but what I'm saying is that also comes into it. Mm. Because then you're also like, oh, yeah. And a lot of people still desperately seek
that
approval.
That acceptance, yeah.
And that acceptance. So you can understand why people go, even though it is really...
Traumatizing. Yeah.
But if it is so bad, yeah, that you either can't go or you're there in fear, just know that you can leave. But also, that's not always going to be your lived experience. This is not always going to be your life. This Christmas, it might be, okay? Try not to... The worst thing that you can do on Christmas, actually, is go on social media. Like, go on TikTok, go
yeah,
on Instagram.
But it's also a release for so many
okay,
people.
Okay, it is. It is.
But I was going to talk about
comparison.
This. The comparison makes things so much fucking worse.
It does.
Because everyone everyone on social media glamorizes everything anyway. I mean, I do it myself, but I hope this podcast gives a bit of reality. Like, yes,
I don't
my
think you do really glamorize
no,
online.
But like my photos are a bit curated and I like to get nice shots. I wouldn't just post random shit on my Instagram story of like my bum hole.
Maybe
I would. I don't know.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
Maybe that's what you're missing out on.
That is why. Yeah, that's the missing coin. But people do that. And it's
the missing
ring. I mean, I don't get offended. Actually, I do. Because like, imagine the Christmases that the Kardashians
no, are
babe, having.
Ever since TikTok has become a thing and Instagram has become more of what it is, I get depressed every Christmas because I look at everyone else.
Mm.
And I think, oh, they're in that like massive mansion and they're with like their massive family.
And they're not having to worry about money because they can just all buy
and
anything.
And they've got like a new car and then they've got a fucking caterer who's done all the food for them and they've got all this festivities. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, but then we all know the reality is that like that shit doesn't make you happy.
It doesn't, but you can, it, comparison.
But it's easy, yeah, but yeah. This is what I'm saying. And I was talking about this with this creator last night at the event as well. And I was saying, you know, everyone just talks about what are you doing? How's everything going? Blah, blah, blah. And I was saying, like, everything is going amazing. Like, we keep getting incredible opportunities. The support from everyone has been amazing, blah, blah, blah. But the biggest thief of happiness is comparison. Yeah. And when you, this world is quite new to us in terms of the creator type world is really new to us. And you just, everywhere you look, you feel like someone's doing better than you, even though it's not the reality. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all doing good in other ways. And you start to be like, is it worth it? Am I doing enough? Like,
I always feel like we're not doing enough, always.
Yeah. And it's such a draining feeling. Yeah. But going back to the point is comparison, we just live it, and Christmas is the fucking worst time for it.
Yeah.
But I do think we all need to sit back. And this won't apply to everyone listening to this podcast, but it will apply to people listening to this podcast as well. It's so fucking cliche, but be happy for the small things.
Yeah.
Like your family, if they're in good health, or you are able to do a Christmas, even a Christmas dinner, even if you don't have gifts. Like, so many people in this world aren't even afforded that.
Yeah.
And when you think about it like that, you're like, actually, do you
also
know what?
If we I'm were to prick. Talk about all of the people that are dying right now. Like,
exactly. This is what I mean. But by comparison, I would never have Christmas again if that meant thousands of people who are living in war zones would no longer have to live in war zones.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely, so when you put that level of reality check on it, it and I do this to myself all the time, like when we were cycling here. My hands were freezing and I was getting pissed off because my hands were freezing. I was thinking, what a privilege to be actually just cycling here in a warm jacket to come into a warm studio, and I'm moaning about my fingertips hurting.
It is ridiculous.
So we all need to grow up as well. Like, obviously, homophobic hate from your family is traumatizing and causes a lot of problems, right? No one's saying that. And you can't, the thing is, all
can't
hurt
compare. It's all
hurts.
Relevant, right? It's all relevant.
It's all relative, yeah.
Yeah, relative, sorry.
All hurt hurts. No one's thing, if your thing is painful to you, it doesn't mean it's any less because someone else's thing may seem bigger.
Yeah.
But I do think it does help sometimes for us all to take a step back and be like, actually, there is other shit.
Yeah, I think what we should do actually though, 2 days before Christmas or on Christmas Eve, I think that what we should do is like pick a time to go live and we talk to all the people, all of you listeners, and we have an actual conversation and you tell us what your
fears are about going
what your
home
fears
or,
are about
yeah,
your Christmas.
That's a good idea.
And even if it is just to talk to someone because you don't have anyone this Christmas, whatever it might be, I think it'd be really good to have that conversation.
It would literally kill me to think that anyone was alone at Christmas.
But we'll end up with a load of fucking lesbians at our door because we
next
would have invited
year,
them all.
If we get a place that enables it, I will literally just throw a lesbian supper club Christmas day.
Oh my god, Lesmas.
I would do it.
Lesmas on crack. Yeah, I actually would. I would thoroughly enjoy that.
You were talking about it may not always be this way. And that's another thing. It won't. And one day we will all grow up. I mean, we're pretty grown now, but I'm talking like grown. And we will have our own queer families. Like, can you imagine like the next generation?
Mm-hmm.
Our kids will not have to deal with this because we'll all, like, we will be raising to take away those problems. I think, like, most of us listening are the children of boomers.
Yes.
And cusp, like, late millennials. And those fuckers, like, that generation.
Oh, well, when
were, like, the most entitled arseholes.
So, I agree. I think that that generation actually is the most problematic when it comes to sexuality. They actually are. Because if you look back to the 60s, people were all about free love.
Mm.
And all about loving who you love. And it wasn't actually until the AIDS pandemic, really,
the 90s,
people got
yeah.
a fucking... No, the 80s. People got really homophobic.
Mm. That's true.
And that was
well,
all part
backfired,
of the...
Well, that's hasn't it? Because actually HIV is now more rife in the heterosexual community.
Yeah, we saw this recently. Yeah. It's HIV now. Straight people have overtaken the gay community.
Sorry, I'm not laughing. Well, I don't find it funny, but like it is a
no,
bit
but
a...
it has backfired because of how they'd be like dirty gays getting HIV and AIDS.
Can I be heterophobic now?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of am anyway.
Should we have a heterophobic Christmas? Should we hate crime all the straights?
Do they have a flag? No, they won't have a flag, do they? Don't have a flag. Do straight people have a flag? They wanted one, didn't they? I think they wanted one.
It's just
they
like,
did want one. That's why I'm getting confused.
It's just a ball and chain because they love to say that, my ball and chain.
I got the missus at home. Oh, she's going to have a right go at me because I've been out all night. I've had a few pints. Stupid bitch. And then it's like the woman sat at home texting her girlfriends being like, he's back late again. I'm not going to let him do this to me anymore. And then sure enough, she's saying the same thing a week later.
And then Sandra goes, yeah, babe, no. But
dump
also,
him.
Dump him. But then the other one comes in and being like, oh, no, he's actually really nice, though, to be fair. Like, it's better than
you
my boyfriend.
You ain't got it that bad, babe. He's not beating you up.
Yeah.
Just let him go out of a few drinks.
Yeah, and then...
constantly and get with other women.
Yeah, turns out she's sleeping with him.
Oh, that would be fun. I mean, yeah, but then that's very lesbian.
Yeah, straight people do that kind of shit too. It's just not cool when they do it.
True.
It's not funny when they do
it. We make it cunt.
It's not funny, nor smart, nor nor cute when they do it.
Very true.
But when we do it, it's hot.
Christmas songs are gay.
Yeah.
You scumbag, like a lot of Christmas. It also just like the tune, like Mariah Carey. It's like it's giving queer.
It's
you're really annoying me today, as usual.
All I want.
I just wish everyone could just see what I'm having to look
Christmas.
At. Yeah, but you can actually sing, so it's that's not...
Is you.
The thing is, you are a good singer, but it's how you even managed to make that look annoying. You. When you look at me, don't look at me whilst you do it.
I think what we should do is do War Is Over, but lesbian edition. War is
no, because that's about children yeah. dying, Freya.
Well, it could be about the gays. Or Jingle Bells, that's gay.
Jingle Balls.
Jingle
Balls.
Nearly said that. What about Jingle Bell Rock? That is camp.
Jingle Bell Cock. For the gay men.
Are you ready to jingle your bells?
What are the other, like, what's another top Christmas song that we can make it
Last
clear?
Christmas, that's so gay. Because also, it's about, like, pining after your ex. Lesbian.
So lesbian. Yeah, but I need names of songs that we can make gay.
Les Christmas.
No. So, you've said it so many times, getting boring.
Right, okay, what are the other Christmas songs
I don't
then?
Know, I can never think of things like this.
What's that Nobby's Nuts one that he likes to sing?
But do you know what? Not bothered. We want to know what your Christmas plans are. Are you dreading it? Is your family actually semi-functional, therefore you can survive it?
Yeah.
I think we're stronger together.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, the 24th of December, we're going to go live. We're going to pick a date to go live and we're going to do it.
No, I think 23rd.
Oh, okay.
No, we're travelling on the 23rd. We'll sort it out. So
we'll do it in the evening.
One way or another.
It's all good. We're going to be in Cornwall, though. So Cornwall lesbians, if we need rescuing at any point, hook us up.
I don't think we will, actually. I think this is the first time.
Yeah. I'm cooking as well this year, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, until your mum decides she actually wants involvement, even though she moans about it every year. And then you end up arguing over
who does the cooking. I think maybe you're just going to need to get drunk. Can you please?
I'm too tired to even think about alcohol right now.
Have we got a horror story?
We've got Cam Chronicles Part 2.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, you girls have really been gagging quite literally.
How
over...
good was that horror story? Like that, just so to let good. Everyone know, that's the benchmark.
It's funny, actually, someone just emailed saying women's football dating.
Oh. Yeah, but we've already discussed that.
Oh, okay, so this isn't a horror story, but I want to say it anyway. Just listened to Dating in the Lesbian Circle app, and it was hilarious. Not a horror story, but just want to let you know that as a lesbian who has just started her women's football team at uni, things have not changed in the slightest since Scarlett's ex-girlfriend was at Bath. Also, I don't go to uni there, but live about 20 minutes away from Bath. It's been about 6 weeks and I've already had a bit of a situationship, got with a good handful of the girls and had to turn a very persistent one down. Ooh. The stories from what happened in the club last year are insane. 75% of us are queer and last year most of them dated at some point. Half of them broke up with an ex to get together with someone from football and I think they've all kissed absolutely every single one of them. Just thought I'd let you know. Well, I'm not surprised.
It's just so standard.
Colour me shocked, babe.
Loads of people have DM'd as well and been like, I've listened, I'm in a football team, and it is quite literally that.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a reason why someone in software done that Alice chart for all the football players across the world.
I'm also kind of sad, though, that I'm not there to witness it all, because...
Oh, it is fantastic.
I really like that kind of shit. So, we've got the part two of the Cum Chronicles. Good morning, ladies. I can't believe... I love her already. All of the crazy reactions of my horror story. I'm glad we can all get some laughs and mild nausea from my pain. First off, Freya's gasp quite literally sent me howling. I still can't believe this ever happened. And that gasp was a perfect representation of my emotions, especially after I stirred up that trauma to write it out for the amusement of others. So thank you for that. No, thank you for that. I really enjoy people sending in their trauma for my amusement. Anyway, to give a little more detail into the aftermath of that unfortunate evening, after the dust settled and I composed myself, I would not have composed myself. I went and got tested, which all came back negative. Thank God. Oh, thank God. As you touched on, I felt betrayed in so many ways, but her making a decision which included my health without my knowledge really did piss me off the most. I led a very sexually safe lifestyle, and if that was tainted because of the choices of another, I definitely would have gone mental. Imagine if you got something really fucking bad. Like, imagine if you got, like, HIV. Like, that wouldn't have been... That, no. From my knowledge, because you know how quickly queer gossip travels, S&M were and stroke are still friends, I believe. And also, no, she was not pregnant after that interaction. How could she be? I cleaned out all of the little swimmers!
I know. That bit got...
It's gross. She said, pause for my own gagging. Yeah, sorry, darling. Kidding. Absolutely kidding. I don't know all the details exactly.
She's not...
Well, you're not really, are you though, darling?
She wants to be kidding, but babe, you did do
you
that.
You sucked all the kiddies out the pool,
you may
honey.
As well have just got a fucking straw and pretended it was a milkshake.
Do you know what? Okay, I'll say it after I've read this, but somebody told me something really disgusting. Furthermore, I still don't know exactly why this happened, as I've utilised therapy to find my own closure since I do not want any interaction with S. Okay, I can only assume that shit was off in our relationship. I mean, yeah, clearly. As I said, we hadn't been having sex and I think we both knew we were in a rocky place. It was just not talked about prior to that night. I can only assume that she saw an opportunity to be with someone else and took it. After the fact of being with a man, clearly she didn't get off. Shocking. And maybe thought that now she was horny and I could finish the job. I don't fucking know. I just don't fucking know what possessed her to do that. Neither do I. She actually needs a fucking exorcist.
Can she reach out? Because the other girl mentioned that she thinks the one that caused this trauma listens. So if you are listening...
Can you call me?
Look, I know we've said some shit and I stand by it.
Yeah.
But I do think we all need a bit of closure on this situation.
We do.
And so we do need to understand...
I need closure.
Simply what possessed you.
Could you maybe send me your number and I'll actually call you?
Maybe she didn't realise he came in her.
Babe.
I hate even saying that sentence.
But you know. You know when someone's come inside you. Anyway.
How?
You can feel it.
Ugh.
Imagine somebody shoving a hot yogurt up your cunt.
That's never happened. Even though I'm not a gold star lesbian. I'm a semi-gold star lesbian because that's never happened to me, I don't think.
If I quite literally poured a hot yogurt down your vagina, you'd know it. Yeah. I definitely went batshit crazy, good girl, which I feel was warranted
at
the time.
I've actually got a shiver. Oh my God. I know. I feel ill. Help.
I was just in a blind rage, screaming and pacing around the apartment while also simultaneously
packing her shit up. That's why I said violence would have been fine.
Yeah, violence, fine. Even though the adrenaline felt exhilarating at the time, I feel guilty as I pride myself on being pretty composed and level-headed. No,
I wouldn't.
No, no.
If there's any situation where you can be...
Crazy,
this
That's
is it.
That was your free pass, honey. Also, S was pretty drunk, not too much to the point where it was uncomfortable to have sex, but enough that clearly maybe she didn't even realise she had come in her. Wait, now that I think about it, maybe the only reason she even knew he came in her was because I was fucking screaming my head off like it. Holy shit, I think I saved the poor girl's life. I'm a goddamn hero. Since then, I now live in Boston.
You swallowed them so she didn't get pregnant. She was doing charity work all round.
Honey.
Oh.
That's also just not how it works. It really isn't how it works. But she could have gotten the morning after pill the next day because...
True.
Yeah. Since then, I now live in Boston because I got an amazing work opportunity and I feel like I'm doing quite all right. Yeah, but it was good karma, sweetheart. I'm meeting new people and dating
You better
around.
Be getting good karma left, right and fucking centre. If you don't win the lottery in your lifetime, something's wrong in this world.
To touch on my hesitation of being with bi women, I have still been with them sexually since, but I think it is more of a trust issue that my responsibility to work on before jumping into a relationship. I think I rationalise in my head that it's more trust I have to be able to offer someone when I'm not sure I have the trust to give someone interested in only one of the genders, yet alone two of them. My brain math is larger dating pool equals more opportunity
Which
for infidelity.
Makes sense.
I logically know that's not true, but it still sits there in the back of my brain. After all of this craziness, the only way to get through something like that is to, one, go to fucking therapy. Shout out to Donna. Go on, Donna.
Go on, Don.
Go on, good girl. And two,
I'd be billing that bitch.
Yeah, I'd send her an invoice.
In it.
I'm just glad I'm blessed with a twisted sense of humor. I feel like it was preparing me my whole life for that fucked up experience that I went through. Again,
true.
Thank you for doing what you do because it's amazing. Y'all are amazing.
I mean, you handled it fucking impeccably well. I need you in my life as my safety blanket. There's something she mentioned there.
I also need her therapist.
Yeah. There's something she mentioned there that I actually want to bring up. We had a DM saying something along the lines of like one of the comments or something we were talking about on the last episode, which I think was this. Well, obviously it was Cum Chronicles. We said something or that their take on what we said was that we were basically being like not positive towards the bi community. I went back very quickly and was like, we have bisexual friends.
You also actively said that this is the problem of the narrative.
Yeah, so I corrected her and she was like, okay, fair enough. Like I took it wrong, but I want to take this opportunity to go over that again because we have said so many times, a lot of people say exactly this to us, is that what this girl just said, which is even though the math doesn't really math, in her mind is like, right, I've been cheated on. A bi girl has cheated on me with a guy. That's painful. And now I'm scared with bi girls because even though it doesn't make sense, it's like double the dating pool, so double the attraction, double the opportunity to cheat. Now, I want to be very clear by saying, obviously,
doesn't
that's
mean
not the
every
case.
Person in those genders.
No, obviously that is not the case. But I can understand why people say it. So I want to take this point to say, like, whilst I can understand why you girls would think that and feel like it's more of a risk, it actually has nothing to do with being a lesbian or being bi or being pan or any of what your sexuality is or your spectrum of sexuality. If you are the type of person to be deceitful, lie, cheat, emotionally, physically or whatever, you're going to do that. So we can't just be like, oh, because bi girls, the pool is bigger, that they're more likely. And because sadly, a lot of the people who have written in, it's been experiences with bisexual girls have cheated
That's
on them with men.
That's not our fault. We're just telling what's been written in.
Yeah, of course. But what I'm saying is it's just unfortunate that this is happening, but we shouldn't be tarnishing the whole community in any sense, whether it be like lesbians, pans, like, because we're all individuals. People make choices. People make bad fucking choices. And it's got absolutely nothing to do with their sexuality. No. It's just people being shitty.
Yeah.
So I want to make it really clear that, of course, I mean, it goes without saying, we're a fucking lesbian, queer, positive podcast. Of course, we support bisexual people. Yeah. Of course, we support pansexual people. Of course, we support anyone on the spectrum listening to this. This is the point
of
this podcast.
Or like trans people, non-binary, everyone.
Just
that
goes
is,
without
it,
saying.
It goes
like,
without
you
saying.
Can't
I feel
be.
Like I don't have to keep saying it because I feel like it should be unspoken
in
a way.
Sometimes, like, you know? I think, you know, if you're new or you don't listen to the episodes in chronological order, you haven't heard us quite have these conversations before. So I do think it's important as
I do.
To keep saying that obviously, we sit on the right side of all of this.
Yeah.
And you can't be a member of this community and be a true member of this community and have suffered
inequalities.
Inequalities, thank you, as part of being in a minority group and not support your other queer folk within this huge spectrum.
That's completely
of
wrong.
Gender, completely sexuality.
Wrong. Also, we understand that it happens. You know, there are certain lesbians out there that are like proper, like femme, like lipstick lesbians who won't like butch women. And I don't understand that because I'm like, and I don't mean like as in dating.
Fancy.
Yeah. I mean, don't like them.
Yeah, as in a like,
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate that.
Same.
Because we're all fucking lesbians.
Yeah.
You can't pick and choose.
Like what you're doing in the bedroom, girls, is still the same thing. So it's a...
It's... But it's also ridiculous.
Yeah.
For me, it's like homophobia within your own...
It's fucking weird.
...tribe. I'm like, what the
it's
fuck
weird.
Are you doing? Grow up.
It's
like,
weird.
Get a grip.
Because, yeah, it's like... You cannot be attracted to certain people.
Yeah.
So you cannot be attracted to like super butch lesbians
or super
femme. Like,
yeah.
That's fine. We're all allowed to have
a type.
Who we're attracted to.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're homophobic towards them because you're not attracted to them, that's fucking weird.
It's giving man. It's yeah. giving male behavior.
It's giving can't sexualize you. So
I'm not
going to
like
disgusting.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird,
weird,
actually.
Yeah.
Very.
Get some help. On that note,
I'm going to bed. yeah, but you're laughing. But I actually am going home to get into
like
bed
to
with
the
dog.
Gym.
You can please go to the gym. Please. I love being on my own.
Yeah, but I also want a nap.
No, you keep me up. Please just let me in, Ziggy. Please.
No, it's not that simple.
Please. And I'm going to put on new bed linen as well. No, oh, I didn't say that as an invite to you, Freya.
Oh, this sounds all too
no,
inviting.
No, you love
crazy.
It in the sauna. Think about the sauna.
I do love it in the sauna.
There you go. You go to the gym. Good girl.
Getting hot and heavy in that sauna on my own.
Yeah.
That sounded weird.
It did. Yeah, I'm going to bed.
I love you.
Love you all.
Bye, guys.
Despite what you say, we love you all.
Yeah. Despite.
Despite. You'd like to pretend that we're bigots. We love you all.
Yeah.
Come to Christmas with me. Goodbye.
Bye.